You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here for another preseason edition of the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me, as always. And let's start with a question about Adam Gotsis. Michael Ince checks in from Australia, says he's just wondering on the progress of Gotsis, how he's progressing, and do you feel he can play a solid role in the future? Certainly down the line, I think he's going to play a solid role. And at minimum, I think this year you're going to see him as part of the rotation. Now, whether he ends up starting, that remains to be seen. It depends how what kind of growth he has. There are moments when he looks very explosive out there in practice, but there are also moments where, you know, he seems to get caught up in the flow of things. But that's pretty typical for a rookie. And don't forget, with Gotsis, he's coming off the torn ACL, so he's getting his legs back under him. I think what he does in preseason games is going to be crucial for him and what kind of role he ends up establishing. Remember, it's going to take some time. I could see Adam Gotsis's arc maybe leading some better play in year two than year one. It might take a while before we really see exactly what Adam Gotsis can do. You know, there's some comparisons to Malik Jackson. Malik Jackson wasn't really who he was until the end of year two and on into year three. So be patient with Adam Gotsis. I think he's going to have some flashes of brilliance right away, but it might take a year or two before he really breaks out and succeeds in the NFL. It takes some time, but he's got all the tools to get there. Next question is from Stephen Paisler, who asks very simply, when will Randy Gradishar be eligible for a senior Hall of Fame nominee? Well, he's already eligible to be nominated by the seniors committee. He's been in the seniors pool for 7 years now. His last year of eligibility in the regular pool was 2008, and he was a finalist, but he didn't get through. So he's got to go through the seniors committee. There are some members of the Hall of Fame selection committee that will nominate seniors for the general committee the following year. Now, this year, there's only going to be one seniors nominee this year, as in discussed this month and then brought forward for nomination in 2017. So only one seniors this year. There'll be two in the contributors category. You could see Pat Bowlen, and that certainly the Broncos are hoping for that. Gradishar might be a little bit of a wait and see. I'm not sure there's momentum for him right now. There may be a little more momentum for Louis Wright, the great cornerback for 12 years from 1975 through 1986. So maybe you're going to see some seniors committee love. Might not be Gradishar, might be Louis Wright. And of course, remember the seniors committee got Floyd Little back in 2010. So there are opportunities, but we'll have to wait and see. I don't know if it's going to be Gradishar's turn anytime in the near future. Thanks for the questions. And if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and please use the hashtag Ask Mace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.